buses of migrants from the southern border. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Those migrants are being bused to sanctuary cities like New York and Washington, D.C. on orders from Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Fox's Matt Finn is in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Migrants are asked to stand typically in a single file as they're being processed, and then they'll be taken to a processing center here in Eagle Pass and perhaps end up all over the country. And on Friday, Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez toured the El Paso border, meeting with business leaders and law enforcement. Gonzalez says this is a humanitarian crisis, but there is also a financial cost for these overwhelmed border towns. Worth noting that there is a crisis happening all along the border. In Arizona, a lot of fentanyl has been pouring over in recent days and weeks.
U.S. border agents recently seized a fentanyl shipment near the Tucson sector, valued at over $4 million. Many questions remain on the newly released and highly redacted FBI affidavit behind the search of former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home.
This affidavit confirmed that the Justice Department had mounting concerns over the nature and handling of the documents that were brought to Mar-a-Lago. It described that in January, Trump representatives turned over 15 boxes of records. By May, the Department of Justice determined that mixed in with other personal and unrelated paperwork were highly classified documents. Thus, the probable cause stated to justify the raid of Mar-a-Lago was the belief that additional classified documents would be found, along with evidence of obstruction.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. The area around Mississippi's capital of Jackson is preparing for expected flooding after days of heavy rain. Governor Tate Reeves with an update.
Search and rescue teams are on standby and are prepared to respond at the request of local emergency manager.
Some areas received as much as 15 inches of rain this week. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Some so-called forever chemicals are being designated as hazardous substances by the Environmental Protection Agency. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal explains.
The Environmental Protection Agency is designating two chemicals that are in the forever chemical PFAS family as hazardous substances, which means if they're found at a certain quantity, it'd have to be reported to federal or state officials. The designation is under an environmental rule known as the Superfund Law. These chemicals are called forever chemicals because they don't degrade and can accumulate in the environment as well as the human body. They're considered toxic. PFAS were used in things like firefighting foam and nonstick cookware. And while this class of PFAS has been phased out, they don't degrade. And there are still more modern PFAS in use that environmental groups say Congress needs to act on. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Free at-home COVID tests through a government website will soon no longer be available. Fox's Sean Lanjo with the story.
As of next Friday, the Biden administration will suspend taking orders for free at-home COVID tests on its website, covidtests.gov, because of limited supply. A senior administration official tells Fox News the Biden administration is concerned about preserving tests for a potential rise in infections in the fall, and also took this step partly because Congress has not approved funding to replenish the nation's stockpile. Meanwhile, officials say free testing will still be available at nearly 15,000 community-based testing sites like pharmacies as well as public libraries. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Hundreds of people have demonstrated across India against a recent government decision to free 11 men who had been serving a life sentence for gang raping a Muslim woman during India's devastating 2002 religious riots. The protesters in the country's capital, New Delhi, chanted slogans and demanded the government rescind the decision. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.